Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.
Welcome to the wedding season, the main time of year when loved-up couples take the plunge and say, I do. But organising a wedding is a big task. And if you or the people you're inviting have children, arranging for the little ones to stay entertained is another thing to add to the to-do list. The Yorkshire Nanny Company offers a special service providing a professional nanny for your big day, taking care of the children during the wedding day, when perhaps the long, boring bits might be a bit tedious for anyone in the younger half of the age spectrum. We'll come on to wedding nannying very shortly, but Lindsay from the Yorkshire Nanny Company explains a bit more about what they do day to day.
So the Yorkshire Nanny Company is a finding and matching service for parents and nannies, and it finds nannies that are suitable for families to make sure the children are looked after in the best way in their own home.
So it's kind of like almost like a matchmaking service, but for nannies and parents.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I presume that nannies are fairly expensive. When I kind of think about what a nanny would be, I sort of vision this Mary Poppins character and a sort of big grand house. Is that what nannying is like?
No, not really. A lot of people think they can't afford a nanny, when in actual fact, especially if you have more than two children, it could work out the same as a lot of other childcare options.
Oh.
And a nanny will also do some housework, maybe make meals for the families, do the laundry, all child-related tasks as well. So it actually helps mum and dad out in the house, not just with the childcare.
Because nursery fees are colossal, aren't they? I know that there are a lot of situations where people actually think, I don't think it's going to work out me going to work. Yeah. To earn the money to then put children into childcare is always going to be a problem. But actually, if you, like you say, have more than two children in particular, nannying can really work.
Yeah, it can work out just as well price-wise.
Yeah. And the Yorkshire Nanny Company, of which you are the owner and the runner, Lindsay, you have a lot of experience as a nanny before you set this up. But there's a special type of nannying that you do that can help people at weddings.
That's right.
Tell me about this. What does this mean?
So it varies so much from wedding to wedding, but you can have a nanny that can help the whole day, or some people just want a nanny for the evening to do the babysitting so all the rest of the family can carry on enjoying the party.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people want a nanny during the speeches and the meal just to keep the children occupied. And I do also work with other companies that provide different activities for the children. So one recently was Together Teepees. So they provided the teepees for the children and lots of different activities.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Two nannies went and sort of looked after all the children with the teepees, and they had a great day.
I bet particularly for weddings, if people are getting married slightly older, more of their guests and more of their family will have children to bring to the wedding. And it's such a happy big day. I guess sometimes it's a shame to say we're not having any children. So bring them all, get a nanny in, and they can take care of them.
That's right. People deliberate all the time whether they should have children at the wedding. And this is one way of having the children there, but keeping them entertained and not sort of having the parents having to worry about what the children are doing and having to totally look after them all day.
So. Crawling under the tables during the speeches, isn't it? So how many children tend to be looked after by how many nannies? I mean, obviously a wedding is how long is a piece of string, but...
Yeah, it varies. So if the children are still going to be within the same room as the parents, but maybe to a side with some activities, then the ratios aren't as high.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just one child might need babysitting, so one nanny would go for that one child.
Mm-hmm.
It totally depends what the situation is at the wedding.
Now, as part of our wedding nannying research, we were lucky enough to find someone who had actually recently got married. Introducing Stray FM's wedding correspondent, 7-year-old Evie.
I'm Evie and I got married to Archie! I asked him to marry me. I wore a big white dress, a ring, a veil over her face. All my friends came and they got a big party.
And one very important question, Evie. What was your first dance at your wedding?
Little Mix. Shout out to my ex.
Suitable. So if people want to make the most of this, and I suppose it wouldn't have to be a wedding either, if it was a big, I don't know,
50th birthday do or something like that, where actually you want children there, but you want the adults to be able to enjoy themselves without having to be looking after the children all the time. How does it work? Does somebody come and have a chat with you first, or what's the first step?
Again, it varies. They would get in touch with me and I'd sort of give them the information about how it works. A lot can be done through phone or email. It depends on the event and how many children they're going to have and how they want it to work.
And would people meet the nanny beforehand, or is that...?
Not often. They would get in touch with them and have a chat with them on the phone or through email, so they've talked about what they're looking for and how it would work for their day, but mm-hmm. they don't usually meet them beforehand. Mm.
The reassurance, of course, is that because you are the Yorkshire Nanny Company is an official, you know, place to come for nannies, they've all been CRB checked and they've all been, you know, they've got experience and they have, you know, they are a professional nanny.
Yeah, that's right. It's the exact same registration process as a full-time nanny would be. So they've had all the same checks, the first aid, the DBS, all the references, everything's been done ready, so the parents know they're suitable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Lindsay, I feel like I want to almost say congratulations because we're talking about weddings, but for people out there who are planning a wedding, maybe it is this summer and actually they've just thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to deal with 20 children at the wedding? They can find more details, I presume, online at the Yorkshire Nanny Company?
That's right, yep. Online, on the Facebook page, or they can always get in touch through email or phone.
Fantastic. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.